Hello, and welcome to the Love Lanyado Astrology Podcast. My name is Jessica Lanyado. In 2008, I was a regular guest on the Diana Kate Show, broadcast out of New York on Sirius Satellite Radio. Each episode, I would answer callers' questions live on air and chat with Diana about some astrological topic. While that show has ended, I'm excited to offer podcasts of my appearances on the show for your listening enjoyment. If you like what you hear and you want to know more, send me an email at lovelanyado@hotmail.com. That's love, L-A-N-Y-A-D-O-O at hotmail.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Diana Kate Show.
Hi there, guys. Welcome back. I'm here and I've got Jessica Lanyado, the psychic astrologer. Hi, Jessica.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Oh, Jessica, I just talked to you a couple hours ago.
It's true. And it's so great to get it twice in one day.
I wish I could get it twice in one day.
Well, don't we all?
Okay. Well, with two things. Today we talked about, you were going to explain to me some things about Jupiter. And then also, you said the funniest thing earlier, which is there's a lunar eclipse, but I'm just going to tell you, I don't know how it's going to affect you.
That's right. Well, you know, I was thinking about that. I was actually talking also to my friend Michelle T, who I write a horoscope with, and she was like, you're just such a Capricorn. You know, I've got my sun, my moon, and my rising all in Capricorn. And it's
you
just
are a lot of Capricorn.
I'm a whole lot of Capricorn, let me tell you. And the thing about the way my personal chart works is that it would make perfect sense that I wouldn't be that interested in really investigating the moon because it's not comfortable for me. And so I'm one of those astrologers who just doesn't play with the moon much. And a lot of people find that shocking and disheartening. but I, you know, it moves so quickly and it's all about these mushy-gushy emotions. And so, you know, it's not something that I feel any real authority over. I mean, reading people's moon issues in their birth charts, sure. But, you know, the movement of like these eclipses, I'm just not clear about them. But I do know that tonight's eclipse, it should... Whatever comes up for us under an eclipse is always really important, and it's always advisable to the best of your ability to rise to whatever occasion comes up, even if it's like just getting really emotional when you say goodbye to your mom on the phone, you know, because there's a staying power to these eclipses and how they influence us.
So, okay, so whatever happens during the eclipse is something that you should rise to?
Yeah, to take note of what it is, because the eclipse is a phenomenon. You know, it's not something that happens on a daily or weekly basis.
Right.
And so when you're going, let's say you go through something important, let's say you have a strong emotion, an important, you know, conversation with somebody, whatever the case may be, I think it's always best to notice it and to think about it, not just in the situational way, but in the context of your personality, how you handle things, your life, how your relationships go, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but, you know, another astrologer would give you a much more detailed breakdown than that. But that's how I like to treat the eclipses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear about this Jupiter thing.
Let's talk a little bit about it, because, you know, a lot of times when people, you know, ask me questions about astrology or talk to me about astrology, it's all about, you know, I'm an Aries, what does that mean about me? Or I hate Tauruses, they're always like blah, blah, blah. And the thing about when somebody's talking like that is they're talking about where the sun was at the time or at the date of a person's birth, which is just one facet of astrology and what a person's astrological makeup indicates about them. And so, you know, you can be a Capricorn like myself, and we are reputed to be a bit of a fuddy-duddy, but that doesn't mean that I don't have other things in my chart that light me up, make me more spontaneous, make me less organized, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
And so the thing about Jupiter in astrology, very specifically, is Jupiter is where we find growth. It's a really benevolent planet, which is to say its effects are supposed to be regarded as really good and prosperous. So winning the lottery is supposed to be Jupiter. Having a lucky break is supposed to be Jupiter. Positive growth in general is associated with Jupiter. And so recently, as Jupiter just entered into the sign of Capricorn, and Jupiter takes about 12 years to get back to its original placement. So it goes through a constellation or a sign per year, pretty much, you know, on average right there. And so a lot of Capricorns have been coming up to me lately saying, well, Jupiter's in my sign. I'm supposed to be having a really great year. What's wrong? And the thing that astrology has, you know, given me a lot of insight about is that growth, even lucky breaks, are not necessarily always a good thing.
Okay.
If you don't, if you're in a place in your life where you're really not sure what you want and you get a great opportunity and you take it, oftentimes what will happen is we'll realize, oh, this isn't exactly a great opportunity for me, or the timing's not good, and then problems come up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The thing about Jupiter transits in general is that they expand. They kind of make bigger or fatter, if you will, whatever it is that's going on or whatever it's touching. And so the thing about Jupiter transits, for all the people who may be listening who like go on astro.com or any of these great websites that give you information about astrology, is I think it's dangerous to expect only good things will happen to you when you're under the influence of Jupiter. What will come is opportunities or expansion. And so that means you have to be really mindful of what feels like a good expansion to you, what would be too much, you know, because too much of a good thing, we all know, not so good.
Right.
And so this is a really important thing. Jupiter does not mean that you will have luck that is sustained. It means that you will have luck. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, Saturn, you know, you've heard of Saturn,
mm-hmm.
the planet that is associated with depression and hardship and difficulty. And often when people call up and I look at their charts and I'm like, oh, you're going through Saturn transits, things are hard. And Saturn gets a really bad rap for things being bad or difficult. But the thing about Saturn, which is kind of in a way like the opposite of Jupiter, it's not associated with that kind of growth, is that it's an opportunity for really reworking your life or your situations or your relationships, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
And so even though it's often quite difficult, it's an opportunity to make changes that stick.
Okay.
So the good is not always ending up to be fabulous, and the bad or the hard often is the most productive times in our lives. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, wait. It does actually make a lot of sense. My guest is Jessica Lignato. She's our astrologer. She's our resident psychic astrologer. And mm-hmm. you can call at 866-305-6887 if you have questions. Or you can contact her online through her website, lovelignato.com, or through email. It's lovelignato@hotmail.com. It's LANYADOO. If you want to have a sort of more in-depth reading. So I guess I'm just starting to sort of understand something that seems pretty basic, which is that as each different planet transits through your sign, it has a different effect on what's going on in your life?
Yes. So, okay, I'm going to try to break it down.
Okay.
So basically, when people are talking about astrology charts, birth charts, what we do is we take a snapshot, we astrologers, we take a snapshot of the sky from the perspective of your latitude and longitude, so the exact location of your birth and the moment. And so what we're looking at is what constellations, otherwise referred to as signs, were in the east, rising in the eastern hemisphere, where we're in the west, et cetera, and where all the planets fell. And whenever we look at what's going on in your life now,
mm-hmm.
what we're doing is we're looking at what planets real time are making some sort of a geometrical relationship to the planets that are frozen in time in your birth chart. Is
mm-hmm.
that's copacetic there?
Yes.
Yes. And so, yeah, when, for instance, Jupiter is in Capricorn, any planet in your birth chart, you, Miss Diana Cage, birth chart, that is in any sign that makes a direct relationship, geometrical relationship to the sign of Capricorn, that's what we call a transit, and it means it's a transition that you're going through,
mm-hmm.
Which is why astrologers can predict things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Excellent.
Got it. Yeah, I am starting, I've been looking at my astro.com, and you had told me this as well. In fact, I did everything you told me not to do, which is
excellent.
as soon as you told me not to research the transit that I was going through or that Kate was going through, I immediately researched them.
That's what people do. It's
right.
Like, don't think about a white elephant. Try it. I know. Sometimes I'm like, don't even say it, Jessica. But, you know, I got to say it. So you did your research, and what did you find out?
You were like, no, I encourage you not to research this transit. And I didn't for a couple days, and then I started looking it up. But the transit that I'm going through worries me because it's the exact opposite of the transit that my boyfriend's going through.
Do you see how that works?
Yes.
Well, for whatever this is worth, this is a little thing I like to call karma.
Okay.
Basically, think of it this way. You're walking down the street. Somebody is walking in the opposite direction. You're feeling totally insecure. They just happen to bump into you, thereby spilling your tea all over your new shirt. You both had opposing transits in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not close enough that you're ever going to pull up your charts, right? But the thing about relationships is we usually have some sort of differences that line up when we bother to be intimate with people.
Mm.
So it's very common that we are going through complementary or opposing relationships with people that we're intimate with. Transits with people that we're in intimate relationships with. Does that make sense?
Yes. And
excellent.
Both of ours are going on for 2 years.
Well, see, that's how you know that you really, shorter transits or shorter kind of traumas and dramas are easier to kind of rise to the occasion and manage.
Mm-hmm.
The longer ones, from my perspective as an astrologer, are there to challenge us to rise to the occasion of our big picture best interest. So we have to think, we don't have to do anything. It's in our best interest generally to think about the big picture of our best interest, which means you have to have strong enough self-esteem to, you know, think about self-preservation, which, quite frankly, most of us, even those of us who seem like we have big fat egos, have a really hard time doing.
Yes, very much.
It's hard to say, you know, I'm not getting my needs met at this job. I'm miserable at this job. I'm going to take care of my well-being, and I'm going to take the risk because I believe that I can get another job, and I believe that I'm not meant to be unhappy. Most of us don't do that.
Yeah, no, most of us, I think, are too afraid to do that.
Absolutely, and we think we don't have a right. And that's often, you know, it's, you know, an idea that is enforced by our culture, our bosses, our friends, our families, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you know, all of our choices or lack of choices boil down to us. We're all accountable for what we do with our lives. And when we have these longer transits, Neptune and Pluto transits tend to last around 2 years each.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Uranus transits are closer to a year, year and a half, and then, you know, Saturn can be shorter than that.
Mm-hmm.
When we're going through these 2-year-long periods, and sometimes there's a succession of them, so it'll be 4 years, 7 years, that kind of thing,
right.
Then you know that you want to really think big picture, and that is generally when it's the hardest to think big picture.
Right.
That's when we're generally, you know, making deals with the devil, and we're like, well, if I don't eat the ice cream right now, can I have a large slice of cake for dessert later?
Cake and a white elephant. I don't even know what a white elephant is. I want cake.
You see, now you want cake.
I want cake so bad.
Cream.
Yeah.
A metaphorical cherry, perhaps?
Yes. Ooh,
well,
yes.
That's what we do. It is the human nature. And so the important thing there, I think, is instead of going into, like, self-condemnation and, like, really just tripping out on, like, why am I doing this or what am I doing, I think it's ideal to think, okay, what do I think is the best-case scenario of what my healthiest behavior would be right now? And then just write it down. Just put it in a journal, stick it in a private piece of paper, and next tell yourself, okay, what am I doing right now? And then if you see it, there's a huge chasm between those two things, then maybe write a few different, like, middle grounds that
right.
you feel are okay, that you feel are safe, that you feel are in some way a step towards being healthier or being happier. because, you know, we're not machines. We don't turn off and on. You know, we're not healthy all the time. And I think, as I was saying about Saturn transits, it's often when we're making, quote, mistakes that we learn the most. So many of us, when we talk about, when, you know, the most important period of my life, we're actually talking about difficulty.
Right. Of course. Of course.
And so it's about recognizing, okay, is this difficulty making me stronger? Is it teaching me something I need to learn?
Mm.
Or is this difficulty a self-fulfilling prophecy, reinforcing the negative beliefs I hold about myself?
Interesting. All right, we're going to be right back.
I'll miss you.
I will miss you too. And we'll be right back. We've got Jessica Lignato on the line right now. If you're a Capricorn, you have Jupiter in your sign and you're supposed to be having some kind of luck. And it's complicated and we're learning about it. And yeah. Anyway, so we'll be right back, so don't go anywhere. Contact Jessica if you want at lovelignato@hotmail.com. You're listening to The Diana Cade Show on Sirius Out Q109. Welcome back to The Diana Cade Show. I'm here with Jessica Lignato, our psychic astrologer.
Hello.
My own personal psychic astrologer. I was talking to one of our program directors here at Sirius today, and she was coming up with all these really sort of like just very creative woman, and all these different ways of looking at the show. And we decided the show was come over and hang out in my bedroom with me. You know,
I love it.
I know, right? Doesn't that sound like fun? Isn't that, it's like, just come over and hang out. We're just going to talk. We're going to talk about astrology and relationships and all this kind of stuff. And I just, it's like, I feel like, oh, come on, come talk to my psychic astrologer.
I love that idea.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. So in my mind's eye, your room is hot pink.
In my mind's eye, it is too. Unfortunately, because Anna Kravitz painted it, it's actually some kind of hideous baby blue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's not even a pretty blue. It's like you can smell the chlorine when you walk into my room.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You see, the joys of radio. I didn't have to know that. I mean, I'm glad to know the truth, but you know.
Well, because you know her, so you understand that.
Oh, I do.
She's a boy and wouldn't exactly understand what a pretty color would be.
And especially not a hot pink.
No.
Maybe not so much. Not so much.
Oh my. Okay, so I think that for the longest time Saturn was supposed to be going through, I was in a Saturn transit, but there's something to do with money for me for the longest time.
Money.
Stopping now. Like Saturn is leaving whatever affects my financial stuff or something.
Well,
like that.
It just so happens, Miss Cage, that I'm looking at your birth chart right now.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, I am a little intuitive, so I pulled it up before we got on the air.
Interesting.
Well, you know, and you were going through a Pluto transit that affected your finances.
Oh, is that what it was?
It really was. And now, speaking of, you're going through a transit from Pluto to Jupiter, and it's called Pluto square Jupiter.
Okay.
And it's in your money house. And so it could actually really expand your financial portfolio.
That would be nice.
Speaking about Jupiter growth stuff, it can make you feel cocky, like you can spend, and spend some more. And so you might actually create a great deal of debt for yourself.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, you know, this is where free will comes into astrology, and we're totally accountable for how we handle our opportunities. So if somebody hands you $5, but you put $10 on your credit card, were you lucky? I don't know.
Right, exactly.
See how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's great potential there, but then there's the important, you know, detail of how you handle that potential.
How you handle the potential.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. So it's like astrology is sort of describing the way events could go, but it's all about how you approach the events.
Yes, it's how we rise to the occasion that defines us much more than our opportunities.
Yeah.
And so there's this way that, you know, people assume, specifically with Saturn transits, that things are going to be hard financially.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times what happens under Saturn transits is we create foundations where money can come in, even though it might not look like there's a whole lot of flow in that moment.
Mm.
And the thing about Jupiter is we feel confident with Jupiter. And that is often when we put a little too much money on our credit card.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's when we feel confident. And so, you know, notoriously in astrology texts, you'll read people telling you to watch your diet under Jupiter transits. Because we just have that extra piece of pie.
Because you feel like you can have anything you want.
Yeah, and you really do believe it in the moment.
Right.
Yeah, so people often buy, lottery tickets under Jupiter transits, and I don't tell people not to, but I've never really heard that works either. So, just saying.
I'll have to look and see when my next Jupiter transit's coming up.
Yeah, they're coming.
My guest is Jessica Lignato. You can call us up at 866-305-6887. Shall we take some calls?
Let's do it.
Okay. Daddy in Memphis, you are on the Diana Cade Show with Jessica Lignato.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Daddy.
Hello.
Jessica?
Yes.
I talked to you a couple weeks ago when you were on the program.
Excellent.
I'm the truck driver, and I wanted to buy a truck this year. And you told me April or December.
I did. What happened?
Well, something weird happened. The day after I talked to you,
yes,
I got to my office, and I was working for a whole new company.
Whoa.
How'd that happen?
I got blindsided by my boss. He sold out to a big company, and so, and I'm the type of person that doesn't like these kinds of surprises.
Because you're butch.
Yes.
And I want to say fair enough.
Right.
And I like to make my own decisions.
Right.
You know, if I wanted another job, by God, I would have gone and found another job with a big company. You know, I worked for a small company. Now, the question is, I went ahead and I'm going to give them a chance.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. So, you want to give me your year of birth,
Daddy,
real quick?
What?
You want to give me your year of birth real quick?
Yes, 55, 9/18/55.
55, 9/18. I can't remember these details, see? Okay, let's see what we got.
I hear you.
Okay,
Daddy, I'm going to have to, your cell phone service is really, really bad and we can barely hear you. So we're going to have to take you down and then Jessica can give you the answer off air, okay?
No problem.
Okay. Bye. Okay, so she could still hear you.
Okay, great. But we don't hear her fuzz.
Yeah, but the buzzing was, yeah.
The buzzing, it wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm doing here when I'm looking at people's astrological lineup, I call it, is I'm not looking at the whole chart.
Right.
Now, I don't see that, but, you know, I probably wouldn't. The only thing that I could really say is you got to flow with your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You got to flow with your circumstances. And I think, you know, the ideal in this situation would be to have a plan and stick to it. And I wouldn't really make any enemies yet. Now, that being said, if I, you know, sticking with my old advice to get, you know, to wait until April. April's real soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean don't shop. It just means maybe shop slowly.
There you go, Daddy.
So there you go.
If you are going to do it, you can start looking around, but still wait for that big financial decision till April. That's not very far away. You can hang on another 2 months or something.
Yeah, not even 2 full months.
Yeah,
eh?
6 more weeks. You can hang on that long. Well, right on. 866-305-6887 is the phone number if you'd like to talk to Jessica Lignato. If you want to have a more in-depth reading, have your whole chart looked at, that sort of thing, you can contact her by email at lovelignato@hotmail.com or on her webpage, which is lovelignato.com. And Bill in Canada, you're on the Diana Cade Show with Jessica Lignato.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. Just traveling up here in the frozen tundra of Manitoba.
Oh, wow. Must be beautiful.
It's minus 11 Fahrenheit.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
I've lived in the States. I'm Canadian as well for 14 years. I cannot figure out Fahrenheit. What is it Celsius? Do you know?
Minus 25 Celsius.
Now that's cold. Bitterly cold.
I don't even understand how humans can exist in that.
Thermal.
Oh, you adapt. You adapt to it.
And you get a lot of thermal clothing. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you just got to dress for it. And
that's
you're
right.
Okay.
That's right. So how can I be of help?
Pardon?
How can I be of help? Did you have a question?
Yeah, I like to career change. I'm over owner operator, over the road truck driver, and I want to get out of it. I'm starting to hate this.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to be out on the road anymore. I just want a career change. I just want to know if it's a good time.
Yeah, do you want to give me your year and then your date of birth?
66, May 7th.
Okay, let's look at 66 and May 7th. Okay. Yeah, it's an excellent time for change. And I want to say you're going through a couple different transits. One is a Pluto opposition to Jupiter, which is not very different from what I was talking about Diana going through. And it indicates that you're ready for a real overhaul in your life, to really make a dramatic transformation. And this, you have the energy with which to do it. I mean, as I look at this, I imagine that since about Christmas 2007, you have been itching to get out, like really unbearably. And I would say, you know, look before you leap, but definitely make a move. I think that would be really wise. And it looks like there will be a change of residence associated with the job change.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah, I've been itching to get out of this probably a little bit before Christmas, but since Christmas, really bad.
Yeah,
it's really bad. It looks mildly unbearable.
And me and my wife, we moved from Manitoba out to British Columbia in the summertime.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm looking for a dramatic change, like right out of truck driving into real estate. So that's...
It looks, I encourage it. It looks like a really good match for you. It looks like you'd be good at residential real estate.
There you go, Bill. There you go. Like, it looks like it'd be perfect for you. So it's a good time to make a change. And thank you very much for your call, Bill. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good luck, eh?
866-305-6887. If you'd like a more in-depth reading with Jessica, sit down, have her look at your whole chart, that whole thing. You can email her at lovelignato@hotmail.com. Or contact her through her website, lovelignato.com, and get some idea. You know, the sitting down, the having the hour, the having the reading, having your chart on file is so helpful. I swear to God, I don't know what I would do. Really, this whole thing. Jessica, I was thinking, because, you know, now that I understand this transit that I'm going through and this transit that Kate's going through and how they're the opposite and they're going to last 2 years.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I have decided that if we can get through this, then at the end of those 2 years, then we can move in together.
That's right. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You can survive this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You can really trust.
Yeah.
That there's something there to work with.
Yeah. If we can get through this.
That's right. That's a really good attitude.
Yeah. No, I can totally feel all the effects of it. She's push, 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 and I'm, you know, back off, back off, back off. You know what I mean? Like, we're
yeah.
just, but if we make it through this, fine. 2 years. You know what I mean?
Well done. I like
women
it.
In. Yeah. And if not, well, whatever. I may set the bed on fire while she's sleeping. I don't really know.
We have to do what we have to do.
Yeah, you got to do what you got. I'm going to go Farrah Fawcett on her ass. Let's go to the phones. Chaz in Indiana, you are on the Diana Cade Show with Jessica Lignato.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hey, Chaz.
Good, good. I'm in a brand new relationship, a really young relationship, and he's complete opposite from me. We are very, very different. And when we're out, my friends always, you know, comment on how fantastic it is that we're together, even though we are so different. I was wondering if you could give me some insight or an outlook on this really young relationship.
I would love to try. Give me your year of birth.
1979.
And your month and day of birth?
April 10th.
April 10th of 79. Do you know if you were born a little bit later in the day?
I don't.
Okay. well, what I can tell you is that I can see that you're actually really available for a relationship and for a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like it's true after kind of a long period of not being super available for a committed relationship. And, you know, you're going through something called a Saturn return, and it happens to everybody somewhere between 28 and 30 years old, and then again at around 60 years old, and then at around 90 and 120 if you make it. And that first Saturn return, the one you're going through right now, is so much about kind of growing up and leaving your childhood behind you. And when we get into relationships generally under this astrological influence, they tend to be really serious, and they tend to make a serious mark on our development, and often can be related to marriage, although not necessarily. And so it's going to be important no matter what. So my advice to you is to take it nice and easy. I wouldn't rush this too much. So, you know, just be really as grounded as you can be each step along the way so that you don't kind of self-sabotage by moving too fast, which is a mistake I think most of us make from time to time.
Sure.
Excellent.
Well, thank
you,
Jess.
All right, well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, eh?
Okay.
You know, Jessica, I remember when I used to come to you every 5 minutes for every different person I was dating. And you were like, you are not, there is no you're not available for a monogamous relationship for the next 2 years. Like for 2 years, I do not see any being available for a serious relationship in your chart. And then just like 2 weeks after that 2 year period ended is when I met Kate.
Really?
Yeah.
I love to hear that kind of accuracy.
Yeah, it was weird. It was so accurate. It was freaky.
Well, I like to be freaky too.
Yeah, I waited because it was right after my whatever. I can't even remember what birthday it was. Anyways, whatever it was, I've been with her for a year and a half now. So whenever it was, you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. And I went back and looked at some notes that I had from my last reading with you. And I was like, oh, my God, that whole period that she had told me about has just ended.
Oh, I love that.
Weird, right?
Well, you know, I don't think I'm too bad at it.
No, you're pretty damn good at it.
I like it a lot. You know, it really helps when you love what you do.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
If you guys want to have, if you would like to have a more in-depth reading, have Jessica look at your whole chart rather than just these little aspects that we're doing now, email her lovelignato@hotmail.com or go to her website, lovelignato.com. Hi, FedEx Patty in Texas.
It's like a big slumber party.
It is.
We love slumber parties.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, Diana, you had said something about Jessica is psychic also, and I wondered if she answers questions like in the past.
Hit me with it. I'll see what I can do.
Well, my birthday is 1967, January 1st, and I'm having like some real questionative issues and emotions about something that happened with my sister.
Something that happened with your sister? Will you just say your first name and then say your sister's name?
My name is Patty and hers is Frida.
Is your sister, are you in relationship with her? Do you talk to her?
I try, but she passed away 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm having some issues with that.
And when you say issues, do you mean like you feel her presence issues? Or what do you mean when you say issues?
Well, yes, I do. I feel like I feel her presence. But also, she died under some odd circumstances. She had an aneurysm rupture. Mm. And, you know, it was questionable as to whether it was brought on due to an argument or whether it was actually due to an aneurysm.
Were you arguing with her when she passed?
No, she had called me like a week before and told me she needed to speak with me, and I told her that I was on my way to work. I couldn't talk to her, and that was the last chance I got to say anything to her.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Say her name one more time for me, please.
Frida Gale.
For some reason, I keep on seeing a car associated with this, and I'm not sure what that's about, and I just need to put that out there for whatever reason. What I'm seeing about your sister is that it was her time. So whether the aneurysm was kind of brought on by a fight or having eaten spicy food or whatever in the world it could have been, what I'm seeing is that it was her time. I'm also seeing, it looks like to me she called you a great deal. Like, it doesn't look to me like her saying that she needed to talk to you, you know, rang any alarm bells. Is that right?
Yes.
And I think that what I'm seeing is that that was, it was just her personality. She called you a lot. She always had something to say.
Right.
What to talk about. And that, unfortunately for you, this has been plaguing you, the sense of, like, what did she need to say to me that she didn't say? My sense of the situation is that it wasn't anything profound that she would need to say from the beyond, which doesn't mean you might not want to, you know, check in with her by talking to, you know, a medium or a psychic, but it was more intimate and topical is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I don't know if that brings you any peace, but
she was more like a mother to me than anything. She was 11 years older than me, so.
She seems a bit like doting. She seems like she was a bit doting, and maybe pardon me, but a little bit on your jock. Like, it looks like she'd be really she'd call a lot.
Yes.
And so I think that's what that was. It was just her calling a lot. And again, did she have children?
Yes.
I do. And it was is there a girl child?
Yes, a daughter and a son, and me and the daughter are more real, real close than the
that's
son.
That's what I'm seeing. And does her daughter have a child now?
Yes, she has three.
Okay, is there a girl child in those children?
Two.
Okay. The firstborn girl child I am seeing as being very associated with your sister.
Yes.
So are they quite a bit alike?
Yes, and she also carries her name as her middle name.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I'm seeing that your sister is very associated with that child, very close with that child. That child's a little bit psychic, and she's probably quite creative.
Yes.
And that's something to really nurture in her. I am seeing that your sister is very much with you, her children, and there's another family member that I'm seeing that she's very associated with. I don't know if you had another sibling.
I have a brother, but he's kind of to the side, you know. But he does say he hears voices, so it doesn't surprise me either.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it looks like he has some problems. She's still very much with him. She's very loyal to her family, and so she's always going to be with you, is what I can see. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Patty, thanks so much for calling, sweetie. I hope that helped.
Thanks, Diana.
Yeah,
bye.
Take care,
Jessica.
Eh?
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys. We'll be right back with Jessica Lignato. Don't go anywhere. Check her out online, lovelignato.com. You're listening to The Diana Cade Show at SiriusXM Q109. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to The Diana Cade Show.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica Lignato.
Hello. You know, I feel that I should say, just for the record, what the last call, what I did is medium work. And medium work is about maybe kind of how it sounds. It's like I am kind of in the middle of communicating with somebody who's crossed over or in spirit and somebody who's here in their bodies. And it has absolutely nothing to do with astrology. And I only point that out because I think it's a common mistake that an astrologer can read palms or a tarot reader can do astrology. And I happen to do both things, but not all astrologers do. And one does not mean the other.
Okay.
Just for clarity's sake.
Good to know.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay. I think we might have time for one or two more calls.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Nancy in Kansas. Hi, you're on the Diana Cade Show with Jessica Lignato. Nancy?
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. About a year ago, it's almost exactly a year ago, when I was driving through a blizzard in Wyoming, I got a call from my son that my house was on fire and it burned down. And basically, I've been homeless for a year. But I've also lost a lot of my self-confidence, and now the log cabin of my dreams out in the middle of nowhere is available, and I'm thinking about buying it, but I'm apprehensive about, oh, gee, how am I going to pay for this? I'm going to be 60 years old in a couple of months. Should I be taking this biggest step right now and this kind of thing? And I'm wondering if you can kind of give me some direction.
I would love to. Give me your year of birth.
Okay. I'm 1948, April 30th at 1 a.m.
1948 and April 30th, you say.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me take a peek at this. Okay. Yeah, I really see the hit you've taken. Okay, are you employed right now?
Yeah. I'm an owner-operator, leased to a large company.
Great. Okay, great. What I want to say is that it does look like a good move only if you have a plan. And you have a plan that's written on paper and it's related to a realistic understanding of your finances. I can see this hit on your confidence. And what I want to say is that the best way to handle this period for you is to try to flow through your experiences. And sometimes when it comes to something like money, where we can't just flow unless we're independently wealthy, is that, you know, if you create a structure around your finances and how it goes, you know, into paying mortgage or whatever, then you'll be able to kind of not be freaking out about it on a kind of a more daily basis. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Great, good. So I think it is a good move if you believe that you can sustain the minimum payments.
Uh-huh. And yeah, that's kind of the question I have, because freight has been slow in the last couple of months. A lot of weeks I end up owing the company money, and, you know, that normally doesn't happen.
And do you have any help?
Pardon?
Do you have any financial help from others?
No.
I think that, you know, it does look burdensome. It does look burdensome, and you probably didn't need an astrologer to tell you that. But I would say, you know, really sit down with pen and paper, and if you can make the numbers work, I would say go for it. And if not, I would say it might be more stress than opportunity. So again, as I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show when I was talking a lot about opportunity, sometimes the dream cabin is not a dream if you can't afford it, right? And so
right.
I would really crunch those numbers. If you don't feel on paper you can make it work, I would advise you to wait, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is what I called for. I wasn't sure myself.
Yeah.
Well, there you got it. Well, Nancy,
well,
thank you
of
so
luck.
Much.
Yeah.
Best of luck. Thank you for calling, Nancy. Okay, we have time for just one quick.
I'm going to try to be quick. It's not my forte.
No, I know. It's okay. Okay, guys, so you have to, if you have a question, you got to ask it quick. Janet in Riverside. Hi, you're on with Diana Cage and Jessica Lignato.
Hi. I'm just going through a lot right now, and I just want to know if
okay, it's got to be quick.
Easier. Okay.
Okay, so quickly give me your year of birth.
I'm 78.
And your month and day?
February 7th.
February 7th, you say.
Yes.
You are going through a lot, and you want to know if it's going to get easier. My answer for
anytime soon.
Well, that's a great question, and what I want to say is it looks like you need to make a lot of changes in your life, and as much as possible work on your self-confidence, because there's a need for a great deal of change, and it's 2008.
Okay.
Yeah, so sorry that I wish I could get a little more in-depth, but I know we're crunched on time.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, guys, I know. Okay, well, Janet, I hope that helps you out.
Yeah.
I know. It's so hard when we get you on the show because there's so many people that want to talk to you.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm sorry, guys.
Listen, guys, if you want to talk to Jessica more in depth, you can do so. You email her at lovelignato@hotmail.com. And Lignato is L-A-N-Y-A-D-O-O. So lovelignato@hotmail.com. Or her website, lovelignato.com. And you can have a more in-depth, longer conversation, which I have always found to be very, very helpful. And Jessica will be back with us in 2 weeks.
I will.
She'll be back in 2 weeks, the Wednesday after this next one.
And I look forward to it.
Yeah, so you can always call back. Don't worry, she'll be back in 2 weeks if you didn't get your question answered tonight. And maybe we can... Mercury just left retrograde, right?
Let me see. I think it was yesterday that it went direct. And as I'm checking, I must say, I feel compelled to say that I love Canada. Canadians, don't be shy. Call.
Yeah,
say hello.
There's lots of Canadians. Hello, Jessica is one of your people.
I am one of your people, and I've been in the States for far too long. I want to hear Canadians. You know, I'm from Montreal. So any Montrealers listening, you know, My heart beats faster. Call me. Yes, Mercury went direct, which means it is no longer retrograde as of the 19th, Tuesday, yesterday.
Awesome. That's perfect.
We want to say thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Now the email will work again.
If that's the hope anyways, eh?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Jessica, we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Okay, I look forward to it. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Diana Cade Show on Sirius OutQ 109.